And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We've got a great show lineup for you today. Mike Lum and Harold Davis from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, friends of Rollo. We're going to be talking Reel a Week and a whole bunch of other great stuff about this fantastic program. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, what a great show today is going to be. We are talking some serious giveaways today, dude.
Yeah,
this is going to be great.
And we're talking fishing, too.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's part of the show here, too, is we're talking taking kids fishing. We're talking fishing, catching big bluefin and calico bass and all that good stuff.
Oh, it's all into play. Just the little briefing I got before the show,
yeah.
I am extremely impressed with. That's
look
all.
At the, well,
it's
going to
be a
it's
good
Mike
day today.
Lum. Mike Lum put it together. What do you expect?
Exactly.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, great to have you in the world headquarters here. And we have Harold Davis from Davis Boats live from Paso Robles, California. Good morning, Harold.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Hey, doing terrific. And Mike... So, Captain, we're talking Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, friends of Rollo here, Harold is the president, and Harold's the with all this COVID stuff going on, how's the organization doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's a very challenging year for us as well as everybody else in every business around the world, I think. We rely directly on funds and money raised at different events. And as you know, there was no Fred Hall show in Del Mar. There was no wild game feed. There is no Tuna Wars event. There's no captain's reception. And so our cash flow is down, just like everybody that's had to pull in and sit down and take it easy during this pandemic. But we do have one event that we're working on right now. It's one that's been in place for years. And it is the Reel a Week program. And Mike, why don't you go ahead and tell them how it's going to work this year, because it is a little bit different than it has been in years past.
Yeah, we normally kick off the Reel a Week at Day at the Docks, and with the cancellation of Day at the Docks, we never really got to do that. So we're kicking it off. We kicked it off a few weeks back. We've lowered the tickets. Last year, we limited the tickets to 1,500 would be sold, and because of the shortened season of this, we're going to lower it to 1,000, so it increases everybody's chances of winning.
Cool.
So
and you raised the price.
The price actually for the tickets is $25 per ticket, and
that's what it was. It's the same. That's my point. It's the same price. You have a better chance.
Same price,
to win.
But better odds.
But here's the real advantage to it is besides you only have 1,000 tickets being sold, which increases your chances of winning. We're also doing a promotion where if you buy 4 tickets, we'll give you a 5th one for free.
Wow.
So if you buy $100 worth of tickets, you're getting 5 tickets. So basically it's $20 at that point.
Yeah.
$20 a ticket for 20 weekly drawings, and so it's a really good deal. And it's a good deal.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how it just seems like the odds are so good. And the reason I say that is in the tackle store all the time in the last few years, guys would come in to put line on a reel. Hey, I won this in Reel a Week. I won this in Reel a Week. Like,
really?
It just felt like, I mean, it felt like they were all guys that must have been in our neighborhood, because I can't tell you how many reels we filled from this contest.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That means your customers are supporting this program, and that's what we need. We need as many people as possible to buy into this program. It helps the kids. Every ticket that is purchased puts another kid on a boat, and that's what we're trying to do. What Harold mentioned, some of the events we lost this year, the demand for the kids hasn't been reduced. I mean, the trip requests are still coming in, and last year we had our biggest year ever. We put 104 boats. We chartered 104 boats last year, put thousands of kids on the water for their first ever ocean fishing adventure, and we want to do the same this year. But funds are limited, and I don't want to be in the situation where someone says, hey, I got 35 kids that want to go fishing, and we say, sorry, we don't have any money.
Yeah.
Because we have paid for everything.
So is Rollo taking kids fishing now?
We are, yeah. And we're booking trips through the summer and then on into the fall, and Howard Coolidge does all those bookings.
He does an amazing job.
He does a great job. And we run from down here in San Diego all the way up, including Central California. Harold has a couple groups there out of Harold, is that Morro Bay that you go? Where do those kids go out of? Is it Morro Bay?
Morro Bay and Port San Luis.
Yeah, Port San Luis. That's what I was trying to think of. And so we cover, you know, half the state as far as the kids go. And anybody that wants to put a group of kids together and contact us and ask for a trip, it's amazing how many we're able to say yes to. And it's kids from all walks of life. It could be everything from public school students to church groups to Boy Scout troops to orphanages. I mean, we have it across the board. And thousands of kids a year get to experience the ocean for the first time because of this program.
Such
and this program,
fantastic organization.
It only works with grassroots support like Reel a Week. That's how we make it all work. And, of course, everybody that's been to a Fred Hall show is very familiar with how the spin-to-win wheel at the Rollo booth, how popular it is and how it works. Every single spin of that wheel helps us put more kids on the boats. And so this year we're trying to stay going here by things like our annual raffle, which we did a few weeks ago. That was a big success, and now we're doing Reel a Week, and we've got Reel a Week kicking off August the 28th, I believe, is the first drawing.
First giveaway.
That's the week of the first drawing. I got it wrong. It's August the 18th. And so between now and then, we'll sell all 1,000 of these tickets, hopefully. And then we'll start the drawing on August 18th. And then every Tuesday, we draw for 20 consecutive weeks, which takes us on out to the end of December or the middle of December. And And
every
so
week.
Every
and
week.
These are just like cheesy little $20 reels,
oh, yeah,
right? Like
junky calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I think the average price of these reels is somewhere around $425.
The average.
Like, the
price.
Average. So
give us a rundown, Ricky, of some of those reels.
I'm super impressed. Shimano Torium 20HG. There's 13 Concept TXZs, PenFathom 25 two speeds, Lexas, Toriums. An accurate Fury 600, a bunch of Akumas, everything. Everything you would want on there. I've got my eye on December 1st, week 16, Shimano Trinidad 16A. I mean,
sweet.
These are all high $500
reels. Reel, yeah.
A Fathom 42 speed in there.
Wow.
Like, these are real deal,
yeah.
Big time reels.
Not,
no, this is
stuff you're going to use.
Yeah, this isn't the clearance rack. This is,
yeah.
This is the good stuff.
This is real, the real stuff.
So the money we raise from this and all the other programs is really key to us being able to keep up with the request for the trips. And like I said, we went through years where we were only able to take 30 or 40 trips. And by breaking 100 last year, and we were just sure we were going to get up to 110, 115 this year. And then everything came to a screeching halt for a few months. But we're now back on track, and we're going to keep doing what we can to say yes to as many kids as we possibly can.
So let me make one thing perfectly clear, that if you buy multiple tickets, which we highly encourage, you have multiple chances to win. You can win more than one reel.
Oh, absolutely, and we've had...
You can win them all.
Most years we have people win multiple reels. Yeah. But
if you buy $500 worth and stuff like that, you can win multiple reels.
Absolutely, and the one thing you have to remember is you're more than welcome, and we'd love you to even just buy one ticket. But keep in mind, if that ticket wins, you are out at that point. The winning ticket gets pulled.
You're not going to win twice on the same ticket.
No, you're not. It comes out with the reel. So you want to buy multiples if you want to be in for all 20 weeks, and we have a number of packages that we're going to talk about here today to give people a reason to buy more tickets. It's a way to help more kids and increases your chance of winning. For instance, a $25 ticket gets you into all 20 drawings. We already said if you buy four, you're going to get a fifth one for free, which seems to be the most popular way this year. People are buying these. But we have added a couple of things. We've added a $200 level. So for $200, you get your 8 tickets that you buy, 2 additional free tickets, which takes you up to 10 tickets. But we also have a special drawing of something that is historic in nature. Carl Newell arguably has really brought innovation to West Coast fishing. If it weren't for Carl's innovations back in the 70s, I'm not sure what reels would be like today.
Right.
So he has done a great job bringing us into the modern age of fishing. One of the things Carl was known for were the little short custom saber rods that he fished with. I mean, these were 4-foot rods, and he'd get on a boat and he'd have 5 or 6 of these things. That was his arsenal, and they would all be 4-foot rods with roller strippers and roller tops. They were odd-looking little rods, and it didn't matter whether he was catching a 20-pound yellowtail or a 200-pound tuna. He was fishing with something that was 4 feet long. Well, after Carl passed away, his West Coast sales manager, I guess it was national sales manager, was Richard Hightower. Richard knew Carl very
Big
well.
Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Big Daddy, as we call him here on Let's Talk Hookup.
And Richard passed away not all that long ago, and his family,
the fabulous Fishing Hightowers,
donated a ton of product to Friends of Rollo. I mean, a ton. It's just amazing what they were so generous. And a few weeks ago now, they said, we have something that we want to give you guys because we think you could do well as a fundraiser. And they gave us one of Carl's personal rods and reels. So we got this little 4-foot rod with a roller stripper on top. The reel is clamped on to the butt cord that's on the rod. I think there's even some electrical tape holding the butt cord in place. And that was one of Carl's personal rods and reels. We are going to give that away as part of the Reel a Week thing. For anybody that buys $200 worth of tickets, they get their 10 tickets, and they'll be entered into a special drawing for that rod.
Just
and reel.
For the people that spend
just
$200.
For that. So okay. And it has to be $200 people. If you were to buy 400, you would have two chances.
Two chances.
That's how that's going to work. And
all right.
We'll do that drawing. So that's a special. If you want to buy $200, it gets you into that special historic rod and reel that belonged to Carl Newell.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, of course, Mike's here. Of course,
yeah. There really is. There is a $500 level, and what that's going to get you is 25 reel a week tickets, and it's going to get you three entries into the Newell Rod and Reel, and we'll mail you a very high quality hooded sweatshirt. Rollo sweatshirt
really cool
that we
sweatshirts.
Just had made.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has one at this point. And they're very, very high quality. You will love them. So for $500, you get 25 reel a week tickets, three chances to win the Carl's rod and reel, and a hooded sweatshirt. So that's the $500 option. And then there is still one higher. It is a single opportunity. We have one of the Santa Maria style barbecue dinners that we have done in the past, limited to one. We are going to offer one. It's at $2,000. A $2,000 donation will get you 80 reel a week tickets.
Wow.
Eight entries into the Carl Newell rod and reel, and we will personally come out and cook you a Santa Maria style tri-tip barbecue dinner.
At your home
for up to 15 guests.
Oh, my God.
That's
and
so
every,
cool.
And let
That's
me tell
so
you
cool.
something. Between you, Tim Baker, and Mike Lum, these guys know how to cook Santa Maria barbecue. I have tasted it. It's unbelievable.
Howard Coolidge is, like, for us, kind of the mentor of this. And Tim
he lives
and I,
in Santa Maria.
Yeah, well, he does, as a
yeah.
matter of fact. And he is the last couple of these we did, Howard came down and actually helped cook and do the whole thing. It's really a lot of fun. But the cool part about it is when we show up, we bring 100%. We bring everything.
Plates,
when
the
we,
whole thing?
Everything. And when we leave, you can't tell we were there.
Oh, that's so cool.
We even
man.
Take the trash bags with us. You don't
wow.
have to dispose of them.
And you're doing this as a donation to
yes.
Captain Rollo's
Yeah.
Galaxy.
And wow. and we just don't have the time at the moment to do more, so we
one.
Said we're going to offer
one
first
one
come, first serve. It's a $2,000 donation, and you get all the tickets, 80 tickets, 80 entries into the Carl Newell Rod and Reel, and a barbecue dinner for 15 people.
Wow.
And,
so I know people are probably burning up going, how do we get in on this? I mean, can we get in? What if somebody wants that barbecue right now, the one chance?
All right, here's.
And they want to donate $2,000 to take
Norm
kids
Campbell
fishing.
To it.
Here's.
Yeah. If somebody wants to beat Norm Campbell to the barbecue, how
right.
do they do that?
Here's how you do it. You have to send an email to win@rollokids.org. win@rollokids.org. Send an email with your name and phone number. Tim Baker is manning the phones. He is going to look, and in the order that those emails come in, he is going to call you back and take your order for Reel a Week tickets today. And if you would prefer to text him, you can do that at 909-223-9631. 909-223-9631. That information, both the email address and the phone number, are currently up on the Friends of Rollo Facebook page and
Let's Talk Hookup
Let's Talk
Instagram
Hookup.
And Facebook.
Now, one last thing, as if all that, and by the way,
wait.
What?
So that's to buy one ticket
yeah.
or 80 tickets.
Right.
That's whether you want one, you want to make a $25 donation, you want to get the deal for $100 where you get five tickets, or you want to buy the $200 Carl Newell deal, the $500 Carl Newell,
yep.
or the one chance to get the barbecue
they
and
all
the other stuff.
They all start the same way, sending an email or a text message with your name and phone number. Let me ask you guys, please don't send an email or a text message unless you want to do this, because years in the past, we're limiting this to 1,000 tickets.
Right.
Believe me, we've already sold a big number of them, so we do not have 1,000 to sell today. And when you guys call and say, I want five tickets, and then we can't get a hold of you or we can't you change your mind, it makes it really difficult when we've already told other people we're sold out. So
and don't
only
forget,
do
this
that.
Is for kids. This is the Take Kids Fishing.
It is all for kids. Yeah. This whole program. Now, Pete, when you and I were talking about all these different promotions,
I said, let's get Shimano involved.
You said, let's get Shimano involved. And so what we're doing, and this is only for a hookup audience that's listening today, if you buy a ticket, whether it's one ticket or whether it's the $2,000 package, you are going to be entered into a special drawing. All those tickets are going to be entered in to a special drawing, and we're going to pull it. And whoever's name is drawn, this has nothing to do with the reels that are on the weekly drawing, you're going to win compliments of Let's Talk Hookup, your choice of any Shimano Talica reel.
Wait. Any Shimano Talica reel.
Well.
That you like a 50 that's worth over $1,000?
Yes.
Or a Talica 16 that's probably one of the most popular reels in the world.
And I would have to just say, it as long as it's available, I mean, if there's a model, Rick, you would know, if there's a model that's not currently available, that might be a problem. But anything that is currently made and offered by Shimano, that you have your choice of that. And so if you buy one ticket, you're going to have one chance of winning that. If you buy the $2,000 package, you're going to have 80 chances.
Oh, sweet.
So if you buy $100 worth, you get 5 chances to get that Talica.
All we're going to do with today's numbers is all the tickets that get bought that way, we're going to draw we'll use a random number generator. We'll pull one of them and look at the number and say who did that. So if you buy 80 tickets today, your name will be in there 80 times, theoretically, and
that's cool.
The number. So it's
any Talica.
Any Talica. Any Talica.
That's such any a cool Shimano deal.
That's awesome.
I want to thank Shimano and Let's Talk Hookup for doing that.
Yeah, it was very, very cool.
That's
you
a
guys.
Bonus over and above all the other
everything
stuff.
Everything else. And I know everything I just said is very complicated. There's a lot of stuff there, but it's all written down, and you can see it all on the Facebook pages.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to one thing. Buy Reel of Week tickets. Have a chance to win 20 fantastic reels plus some side raffles that we've now offered up. And make a bunch of kids get on the water and get them to go fishing.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you, and we have a little bonus for our callers, right?
We do, man. This is just going to be a great show. We got so much great stuff to talk about, so much fun information, catch reports, all kinds of stuff coming up. And if you want to join us, we want you to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we giving away, obviously, all these amazing prizes, your choice of any Talica, if you buy one of the tickets, you're going to get your shot at winning that. But like Pete said, just for the callers today, everyone who calls the show is going to be eligible to win a prize pack of $100 worth of Reel a Week tickets. So these ones are a complete bonus freebie to you for being a supporter of Let's Talk Hookup. So one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win $100 worth of Reel a Week tickets, and we're super excited and proud to give that away. Going to be a great show. So much information with Mike and Harold. Again, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7636, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, I'm just blown away at the amount of stuff that's going to be given to anglers supporting kids going fishing over the next few weeks. This is awesome. This is great. I love this.
It's great. So there's some great opportunities to go fishing right now. We talked yesterday about that day and a half Let's Talk Hookup trip sponsored by Gamakatsu on the Searcher. The 7th through the 9th, day and a half trip on the Searcher. Still has availability. It's going to be, you know, these loads are pretty light. These guys are not taking a lot of people fishing. So it's like you have a long-range boat all to yourself.
For real.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So if you want to go, check SearcherSportFishing.com, book online, or just give them a call in the office, and they'll take care of you on that. So that's the Let's Talk Hookup trip. We're going to have a bunch of giveaways on that. And like I say, lots of Gamakatsu hooks and lots of fun with Cap Mark Taylor and Mike on the Searcher the 7th through the 9th, and they're biting.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, is the bluefin tuna fishing good right now.
And
yellowfin, too?
Yeah, we were talking about that last trip they had with, was it 13 guys? And they, you know, it was like 13 people, and they had a, you know, whatever it was. They had more fish over 100 than they had fishermen.
Yeah.
You know, like.
So if you're itching to go fishing, and the great weather this time of the year and stuff like that, get a hold of the Searcher.
No doubt.
Sport fishing. Then another opportunity aboard the American Angler. These opportunities don't come up very often.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Lori told us that they have a three-day that they just put in, July 26th to the 29th. And then following that is going to be a day-and-a-half trip, July 29th through the 31st.
I know it's not the most ideal scenario for the boats, but, you know, obviously with this whole COVID thing that happened, there were several trips in this time of year that got canceled where people had to move. And I mean, obviously, that's not anything that we want for the boats. Those guys are families and are our friends. But if there is a silver lining, it is going to allow so many opportunities for guys to get to, you know, the American Angler.
Experience
those, those trips like that, those guys are the same people that go all the time. And you're going to get to experience what the family atmosphere is like over there, the food and the accommodations and the great fishing on day and a halfs and three-day trips. And I think there's going to be such a big new, you know, group of people that never got to ride that boat before that are going to get to experience. I'm so stoked to, you know, to get to go on the Angler like that. It's going to be awesome.
So if you want one of those spots, 3 day on July 26th or 29th, or the day and a half on the July 29th to the 31st, call Lori Right away.
Call soon.
619-223-5414. I think they only take 24, something like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so 619-223-5414. Call the American Angler office or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. And Harold, how did you talk Mike into giving away all this stuff?
It must have been a weak moment.
Go ahead. I was going to say, let's talk about Davis Boats. What the heck's going on with Davis Boats right now?
Oh, just as busy as usual, you know, since we quit building boats and I was going to retire.
Yeah.
I was a failure at that, too.
I wouldn't say you're a failure building boats, that's for sure.
I didn't, you know, I just didn't have the heart to cut everybody loose that had been working for me for 25 years or better. And decided to keep going with a little repair business, and that would give me more time off, and that just hasn't happened.
You repair all kinds of boats, right, Harold?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do. Anything on a trailer. I just kind of refuse to go down and jump in a boat in the water because you never have the right tools. You never have the right parts.
I get that.
It just seems like an act of futility, and I don't want to charge the people the money that it would take for us to make 20 trips back to the shop to order parts and get the right tools to get things apart. So I just work on them on trailers in the shop and any kind. I really don't care what it is, whether it's a shafted boat, an outboard boat, an inboard outboard, jet boats. We just rebuilt a guy's ski boat and put a 502 in it the other day. I went up to Nos Manil Lake and gosh, I think we must have blew about 50 white bass out of the lake, but you know, it's all fun. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then so I'm kind of a rescue station here for the gear for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea in the northern area for donations. So I have a place out in a storage container outside that we put rods and reels. I had a guy from Hawaii actually send over his boat that we sold the other day, and he donated, he used to live in Newport, and he donated all of his lobster pots, all of his rods and reels. You know, I think there's 10-foot, 4-inch jig sticks. There's just a ton of stuff that Howard picked up the other day.
Yeah, there's some pretty vintage
tackle
that's
this
getting
so cool.
Pretty great stuff that's getting donated.
You know,
to
speaking of tackle, used tackle. Harold collects it up north, and Howard runs around and picks it up, and Tim and I both gather it up, and then of course Fisherman's Landing and Dana Landing both do a wonderful job letting the public come and donate stuff. Well, we have a year and a half worth of tackle that we've accumulated.
Because normally you do it at the docks.
At the docks, yeah. That's normally where we sell it all. And so we were kind of busting at the seams of, like, we will take any kind of donation. We love it and appreciate it. But at some point, it's like, where are we going to put any more of this?
For real.
And now it's a serious problem. How are we going to sell it all? So we have put together, thanks to the folks over at Dana Landing, we are going to have our largest used tackle sale, and that's going to be on August the 9th. That's a Sunday. It'll be outdoors, so we'll be COVID-19 compliant, and we've set it up where we have plenty of space, so no one's going to have to be too crowded, and we're going to have the largest selection of used tackle we've ever had.
Holy mackerel, that's going to be a big
this day. Year, I know, will be... I know that this year has to be about the best because I think we saw the highest quality of donations that we've ever seen at Fisherman's Landing. I mean, guys were dropping, whether it was somebody that just wanted to donate or upgraded or was just retiring from big fish fishing and they're getting into calico bass, so all of their big two-speeds. We took in so much high quality gear this year.
Yeah, it's been amazing. People are so generous with that used tackle now that they've figured out that they can take stuff they haven't fished with in 10 years, give it to us, we turn it into money, the money puts more kids on the boats, everybody wins, including the people who buy the stuff, because we price it to sell. You know, if we had the time and the staffing, we could probably get more money out of it, but we have to do it all in a very short period of time, so we price it very aggressively. And it's going to be a wonderful day. The cool thing about it is we're not opening the gates until 1 o'clock on that day. So that's going to give people plenty of time to get over there.
Great.
They'll be able to get there early. CCA is going to set up a display there, and Wayne and Chris will be there talking
so
to everybody about that.
August the 9th.
August the 9th.
Yeah.
At Dana Landing.
Dana Landing in Michigan. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a lot more about that. But
absolutely.
Today we're talking Reel a Week, and we're giving away some amazing prizes, including somebody's going to on the phones is going to win. Reel a Week ticket.
Yeah, 100
so
bucks worth.
Great.
Awesome.
Hey, so look who's on the line. Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape, now in full swing down in Baja. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hi, Harold. Mike.
Hi, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, we're back in business. We sure are. We've had our first full week, and the fishing's been, as expected, pretty darn good, you know. We've only been sending about 3 boats a day out. You know, we're just still getting up to speed here. But the pressure has been very, very light outside. There are marlin and yellowfin outside. There's a number of different pods of porpoise holding yellowfin from 10 to 30 miles off south, southeast out there. And most of those fish have been not real big fish. There's occasional 20 to 40 pounder in there, but lots of football-sized tuna, and limits for everybody that are going out there. But the same with the striped marlin. There's a bunch off of La Rivera, and then just a pack of them outside of the Pomo Park border, just right outside there. Kind of picky biters, but with the pressure, everybody's just staying inside and just whacking the rooster fish. My gosh, it's rooster fishing's best I can ever recall. Literally, everybody's releasing 3 or 4 big gyos a day that are in the 40 to 60 pound range. Big
wow.
Nice fish.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of good bait around right now. They got the Barracuda, which is actually, as Frank Lopresti pointed out, is 2 mackerel. There's been a lot of that around, and they love that inside.
Oh, boy.
The roosters for sure. Yeah.
There's
Caballito. We've got Caballitos for bait as well, and sardine. There's a lot of good bait around, as expected, you know. Keep in mind that it's been since last November in the East Cape that there's really been much fishing pressure at all. So there's a lot of baiting around and a lot of activity as well. But everybody's hanging inside. It's the rooster fish bite is off the lighthouse and around the bay in Rincon there, and then really spread across all the beaches. And it's interesting because of all the pressure they were getting off the beach over the last few years, the bigger guys started going to the first drop-offs, and maybe 100 yards off the beach where they're picking up the big fish, but now they're right in the shallow water again like they used to be, and half of their backs out of the water. They're a lot of fun to watch when they're working the bait, that's for sure. But they're in close like they used to be, and loads of them, so everybody's really taking advantage of that. There's a lot of dogtooth snapper and barred pargo as well mixed in that they're picking up off the bottom in the inside drop-offs as well. So inside has been super, been really, really good. I like to say, there are individual larger tunas that are taken off of the lighthouse as usual, and not far off the lighthouse at all. We're talking about 50 to 100 yards right off the sand there. It drops down, as you know, to a couple hundred feet, and the fish are individual solitary fish, but they're bigger fish. These are 30 to 50 pound fish that they're picking up there too. Pretty consistent bite, but 1 or 2 per day per boat from off the lighthouse there. So anyway, guys, it's really going on.
That's great, John.
And that's just in the first week
being
open. So yeah, and Rancho Leonero is fully open, fully operational.
Absolutely,
everything's back to the way we like it. Margaritas on the beautiful bar and watching the sunset, having those beautiful barbecues and the finest dining room in the world.
Yeah,
actually,
I'll take that,
right
exactly.
There. If somebody wants to come down and get a little peace and quiet and catch some fish at Rancho Leonero, how do we do it, John?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. And I also want to put a plug in for Friends of Rollo. What a good charity. Everybody really needs to participate. Get those fish, those kids out on the water fishing for sure.
No
good
doubt
stuff.
About it.
I know
sure.
How hard Mike and Harold work at it. They really, really do. They deserve all the applause we can give them for that.
And
thank
you've
you
been very generous at donating a lot of trips, too, for Rollo. So we do appreciate that, John. John, I know I want one more mention. I want to mention that airfares are really good. Either Valeris out of Tijuana or Alaska out of L.A. and San Diego. Airfares are rock bottom right now.
Right, yeah. You can get consistently out of Tijuana about $150 round trip. And Alaska now is up to about $220 to $250 round trip.
Still cheap.
Great.
Yeah, and L.A. as well. It's actually a little cheaper out of L.A. than it is out of San Diego and Alaska for some reason, right around $200. So, yeah, take advantage of it. And like I say, take advantage of this great fish and come down and release some of these big gallos, huh?
Yeah, man. So well, great, cool. Ron. John, great to hear from you from Rancho Leonero, rancholeonero.com. Give them a call and get a booking and get down there to paradise. Appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will. Thank you, guys.
See you, John.
All right. Thanks. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Rick.
You
They're
got
packed
it.
Up. They want to talk to Mike and Harold.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy. How about we start this round off with Vince? He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Vince. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
What's up, Vince?
Hey, good, good. Hey, I was just curious, how long has that boat, the Outrider, been at Fisherman's Landing? And just curious, maybe you can give me a little background on the guys that run it. And obviously, they're catching big fish. It sounds very fishy and looks like a cool boat to ride.
So those guys are brand new to Fisherman's Landing this year, and, yeah, they've done a great job. It's a unique boat in that it is it's a smaller boat. I don't want to quote the number of people that they take because I don't want to sell them short, but I think most of their groups are like 12 passenger type trips. But it's a full-on sport boat. You know, I mean, it's not a sport fisher yacht style boat. I mean, it's a legit killer little sport boat, and big bait tanks and full RSW and all the things you would want, but in a smaller group. And as far as background of the boat, I know that it ran up north. I couldn't tell you that part of it. I do know that the owner was formerly one of the captains of the Tomahawk and did a fantastic job over there, and you know was just one of the highliners when he's on that one. And as a lot of guys do, he continued to progress and be one of the highliner guys, and it was time for his own boat and jumped up and bought that Outrider. And they are just they're doing a great job.
And second ticket, Mark Bowman, great guy. He owns Monsoon Yacht Service.
Mark's
too.
Great, yeah.
Mark's the second ticket now, and he's doing a great job on there, too.
I know those guys are no slouch when it comes to tackle because we've done all their gear. Mark was just in the shop a couple days ago buying brand-new high-end two-speeds, and we were doing all the gear and rigging yummy stuff for him. But those guys, seems like they're doing a lot of specializing in that big fish thing, which is just it's easier to do with smaller group sizes like that. They're clearly good at catching those big ones, and you know when you have a smaller group, it's a little easier to do the trophy hunting thing because there's lesser of those things to go around.
Yeah, for sure. And if you want to book a trip with them, just go to fishermanslanding.com.
Yeah, I know they do charter and open party to like. It's a cool operation. We really like those guys. They're doing a great job.
Captain Jeff, that owns or partners and runs that boat. He was the captain last year on Tuna Wars.
Won
Tuna Wars last year with Paul Heber aboard.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are killing it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Once again, I want to remind you that we're doing this special Reel a Week promotion. So just for our listeners, you buy a Reel a Week tickets, whether you buy one or 80 tickets today, you're going to have a chance to win any Talica reel that you want, whether it be a 52-speed or a 16 or whatever, any Talica reel, you're going to have a chance to win that.
And that's above and beyond. This has nothing to do with the list of reels.
That's just a Let's Talk Hookup special.
Just your guys.
Yeah. That we're, thanks to Shimano and us that we're donating that. And then all the other deals there, you buy four tickets, you get the fifth one free. So that's and then you do a $200 donation. You get the chance to win that the Richard Hightower donation from the Carl Newell rod and reel. And then a $500 donation just gets more opportunities in that. Just a lot going on. And there might still be an opportunity to get that $2,000 donation and get that that great Santa Maria-style barbecue and all the other chances, too, with the Newell. And don't forget, everything that's purchased today through Let's Talk Hookup, you still, no matter what package it is, you still get the chance to win that any Talica reel that you want.
That's right. And so to get those tickets, you want to send an email with your name and phone number to win@rollokids.org or send a text message to 909-223-9636. 1-800-231. That's also available on the Facebook page of Friends of Rollo and Let's Talk Hookup.
There you go.
I love it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Time to talk about great fishing, and it's every day at Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. You know, I was in there the other day, and I had the halibut sandwich.
Oh, my
the
God.
Alaskan halibut
favorite.
Sandwich.
Yes.
Have you had that?
Oh, my God,
holy
yes.
Mackerel.
We whenever they have it fresh, which they do a ton because they're the freshest thing in town, we usually do the Alaskan halibut plate. The pieces of Alaskan halibut with the fry. It's so good, dude.
And, of course, they have sushi, and, of course, the freshest thing in town has the best array of fresh fish. King salmon, local white sea bass, swordfish, everything's fresh.
Whenever someone's in from out of town, we always take them in there for fish or shrimp tacos. They're the best.
Yeah.
They make the best fish tacos around, period. Yeah. It's Point Loma Seafoods, man. They are the freshest thing in town.
That's right. So for lunch, dinner, or to take it home and cook it yourself, Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hooker!
Hookup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, and get their amazing pokey kit at their convenient Liberty Station location, or just order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, let's go ahead and go up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Cat to Captain Brian Willie. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. How's the fishing?
Good stuff. Hey, we had another good week. It was a similar week to kind of what we worked with last week condition-wise and stuff like that. So it was kind of a repetitive week for us. You know, close to the harbor, our half-day trips have continued to see some pretty good calico bass fishing. Our water up here is like 67 to 68. You know, we need the sun to come out a little bit more frequently here to kind of kick stuff up here a little bit. But the bass action along the kelp and on some of the hard bottom spots, it's been pretty fun. Live sardines is what we have for our live bait right now, and they've been fishing the best. But worth noting, man, the hard baits like that salt minnow or the lucky craft have been on fire for the guys that have been fishing at those hard baits. Those things have been getting bit big time. Some real nice bass caught on those. Three-quarter day stuff right now. We're spending some time out looking around in the morning, seeing if we can find any sign of game fish in our little stretch of the coast, and then kind of sliding into the kelp, seeing success a lot like those half-day trips. You know, same, similar fishing. A few barracuda along the kelp here, but the mainstay has been that calico bass. You know, a few days we did kind of dabble in the rockfish a little bit out deeper as well, just to kind of get some take-home fish for our guys as well. Man, the good stuff, man, that the fish is really biting has been on the overnight trips over at San Clemente Island. I mean, that yellowtail fishing over there has been very good. Captain Marcus over there on the Fury, he had a day this week, Friday, I think it was, he had 96 fish over there. This fish has all been in the 12 to 25 pound range with a few standouts bigger than that. But he's telling his guys, the 6X Juniors, the Caddy Nines, some of the heavier jigs there, and then the surface iron all caught fish for him. So certainly it's not biting nails every day, but gosh, they're sharing videos. Like we put a little video up on our Instagram of some of these breezers of this yellowtail that they're seeing over there at the island. And I've been told by Marcus and Captain Christian that runs the Lexi here for us, they're like, Wooly, the amount of fish that we're seeing over there when it's up and around, it's been very impressive. So that's kind of been it for us here. So they're just telling their guys to come prepared and be ready. Come with a nice assortment of jigs there. So Gary does have his. Go ahead.
That it's been on fire over there, huh?
It's been good. I mean, yeah, it's been very good. If you check out our Instagram page, if you guys get a second, you can see just some of the shots of some of these breezers that they're seeing. I mean, it's been one of those deals where, like, if you get boogered up by a skiff or something or a sea line, it hasn't been a stressed out deal. So it's okay. We'll just go slide on this one that's over
here.
Let's
go to this
deal.
One.
So, exactly. Exactly. Cool. So his full July schedule is up for his overnight trips. Certainly those are going to fill up if they haven't already. So call the landing and check in on that. But reservations always, I sound like a broken record, but you need to make those reservations for any trip that we're running or gosh, anywhere for that matter. So call our landing here. Our number is 949-496-5794. Of course, check us out on the web at DanaWharf.com and look to get you guys out on the water.
You guys are the best, Willie. We appreciate it. Great report. As always, always look forward to hearing all that great fishing at Dana Wharf, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for that. And, Pete, good luck today. I understand you're going fishing after the show, huh?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're going to run out to Mike Lum and Ron and Patrick G. We're going to take my boat over to Clemente and see what kind of damage we can do.
That's
over there.
Fun trip.
Good deal. Yeah, that's what Patrick told me this week when I was talking to him. He said you guys are going. So good luck there. Hope you guys catch a few of those fish.
Yeah, thanks very much. Nice to know that they're biting. So
that's always a good report when you're about ready to go.
For sure. Hey, appreciate that. All right. Hey, while we're waiting for Gundy Gunnison, the Surf Guru, and wrapping up our fish report, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
That sounds good to me. How about Mark and Santee up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Mark? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, buddy.
Hey, you answered my question about Rollo's, the fishing tackle you're going to sell. But I had another one. Do you get a tax ID when you buy a ticket?
It's a good question.
You'll get a credit card receipt that has the 501c3 number on it, so you can use that as your tax deduction. It is a donation that you're giving to the organization, and you do get a receipt for that, yes.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And it is a 501c3 charitable donation.
It is.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I want to mention that Tim Baker is very busy right now. And give the phone numbers again if you want to participate in all the different deals that we've got going on Real a Week here that we'll go over later.
To get a hold of these tickets, you'll want to send an email to win@rollokids.org. We need your name and your phone number. Or you can text to 909-223-9631. Same thing. We need your name and phone number. Be patient. Tim is moving as fast as he can, and with the volume of calls that are coming in, it will be a while before he gets back to you. But the key is get your email or text message in. He takes them in the order that they're received. So even if he doesn't get back to you till later today, sometime today, it'll be in the order that they come in. So
be patient. In other words, he may not get back to you till this afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah, because he's a busy guy.
Just one person handling all of this time. And
that's why he couldn't go fishing.
So he's very busy. That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. He'd rather answer the phone and get the
I'm not sure he'd rather.
But he couldn't put that job on anybody else.
But darn. All right, well, let's continue our catch report with the surf guru, Gundy Gunnarsson.
Hey, Gundy, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, buddy.
Man, I got a big list of catches. The surf fishing's just phenomenal. You know, up and down the coast, they're just telling me how terrific it is, how many different species are in there, from thresher sharks to orange mouth. It's just all the conditions coming together. And, a resurgence of the calico bass, lots of calico bass catches this year. You know, we've been hanging with this, these new guidelines on calico bass for a few years, and we haven't really seen, you know, results, a lot of fish. And now we're seeing a lot of those fish coming over that 14-inch mark and some big ones. We had some really nice fish this week. Let me get going here. Hook, line, sinker reported very good halibut fishing along many beaches. Anglers report hooking multiple fish a session. White and grunion pattern flash minnows have been hot. You have to weed through some shorts, but the legal fish are there. The sizes range from 18 to 30 inches. I think up there, off Santa Barbara, 33-inch was the top fish. But if you put in your time, you get a legal fish. Goleta Beach near the pier continues to be a hot spot up there. Also, good bite on the reef beaches with anglers report taking calibass to 4 pounds. 3 and 4 inch swim baits fished in the shallow rocky areas along the kelp stringers and stuff, along the ribbon kelp, all that is really producing. Wiley's also reported terrific calico bass fishing beaches. Fish are taking swim baits fished in the foamy water there, right where the reef and water, soaking cut sardine and soaking squids also been good. Lots of 2 to 3 pound fish topped by a beautiful 26 inch fish, well over 5 pounds.
Wow.
Big fish in Seal Beach reported excellent halibut fishing along there. A fair share of shorts, but some real chunky fish. The shop checked in a half dozen fish over 30 inches. That's really quality fish off the beach. A 34 inch fish was the better fish there. On the open beaches, Lucky Craft working well. Near the jetties, inlets, and river mouths, the guys are using an umbrella net, making live smelt, and scoring some really nice fish. An 18-inch corvina was also checked into the shop, taking on a ghost shrimp. Lots of croaker also in the mix. Ketchum Tackle reported good corvina action, street jetties, river jetties, lots of, 1 to 3 pound models, probably biting better, but they did check in a 4-pound, 2-ounce fish on a bloodworm. Beautiful fish. Same in Dana Point, Capo Beach, corvina fishing, lighting up. Guys also picking away at the halibut. Some better models taking off cottons there. And then Pacific Coast, they've been holding a croaker derby, and they had a 6-pound, 10-ounce fish come into the shop. They've got 6 fish over 5 pounds already on the board in that derby. Just really good fishing. Bloodworms, mussel, ghost shrimp working on those things. They also report excellent corvina action. They had good halibut fishing with 2 fish over 10 pounds. One of the shop regulars there has been fishing the low tide for the halibut, and
wading up to his waist and then focusing on that transition zone from the surf into the reef right there and catching some really nice fish like that. So, I mean, you could really spin the bottle and whatever species it points out, you can go catch one right now. Terrific orange mouth in the lagoons. The guys were taking them on top water under the lights at night. So, man, if you want to go fishing inside, and you're going to catch a bunch of fish doing it. Really good fishing, guys.
Gundy, that might be the best surf report I can remember in a long time. That sounds like the beach is just biting right now, man. That's awesome.
And you know what? All the shops are telling me that a lot of father-sons coming in, they've never fished before, and they're just getting into it, you know. I think, you know, with everyone having to stay at home deal, some of these parents and kids have connected, you know, and this is an activity that's safe. And all the shops are just, I think the shop in Newport said they had 60 people in the shop on Saturday. Just terrific.
Wow.
To see, you know, our sport really popular at this moment, you know.
It's good. It's a silver lining.
Yep, no doubt.
Hey, Gundy Gunnison, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks a lot. Great report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Great show. Thank you.
See you, Gundy. All right, that's going to wrap up the catch report today. Hey, sponsored by Gamakatsu, who set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Get that Gamakatsu Nautilus and the Nautilus HD available at selected tackle shops right now. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and more chances for you to win those great Reel of Week prizes. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hello, this is Bill Varney from CCA California with a warning to all California anglers. Assembly Bill 3030 is here. AB 3030 proposes to conserve at least 30% of California's water and land by 2030. To date, California has already restricted or placed off limits nearly 40% of the fishable coast. With a current network of more than 145 marine protected areas, California has already recognized as a world leader in marine conservation. The state legislature is working quickly to make these possible closures a reality, with no input from anglers. Are you going to let them take your fishing away again? It's time to join CCA if you're not already a member and stand up for your right to fish. Taking steps to help is easy. Join CCA if you're not already a member. Donate to CCA to fund the fight. Volunteer with CCA to join our army to help stand up for anglers and our right to fish. You'll find more information and a link to join at ccacalifornia.org.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.